Welcome to episode 69 of the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I'm your host, Yaqub Abdul Hakim from BrightFlux, and today we're diving deep into the topic of different commands for data unloading in Snowflake. This episode promises to be a comprehensive guide aimed at equipping you with the requisite knowledge to not only pass your exam, but also to apply these concepts in real-world scenarios. So, let's get started. Firstly, it's crucial to understand what data unloading in Snowflake encompasses. Simply put, data unloading involves the process of exporting data from Snowflake tables into flat files in cloud storage such as S3, Azure Blob, or Google Cloud Storage. This functionality is essential for data migration, backups, or even sharing data externally. The most commonly used command for data unloading is the copy into command. This versatile command allows for the export of data in various formats: CSV, JSON, Avro, Orc, Parquet, to specified cloud storage locations. It's essential to note that for each data unload operation, Snowflake generates a set of files. The file size and the number of files can be customized through parameters. Another significant aspect to consider is the use of file formats. Snowflake allows users to specify or create custom file formats that can be used with the copy into command. This feature enables precise control over the exported data's format, ensuring compatibility with downstream systems. Furthermore, managing data unloading efficiently requires understanding storage integration. Snowflake supports creating storage integrations which streamline the authentication process with cloud storage services, thereby enhancing security and simplifying access management. The copy into command also offers a broad range of options for data transformation and file customization. For example, specifying the compression method GZIP, BZIP2, etc., handling null values, or adding file headers are all critical aspects that can influence the effectiveness of data unloading. In your exam, you'll likely encounter questions related to the optimization of data unloading operations. This involves choosing the right parameters for parallelism, file sizes, and error handling. Understanding how to fine-tune these parameters can significantly impact the performance and efficiency of your data unloading tasks. To wrap up, practice exercises play a crucial role in mastering these commands. Attempting hands-on exercises, such as writing specific copy into commands for different scenarios or configuring storage integrations, will solidify your understanding and prepare you thoroughly for the certification exam. I hope this episode provides you with a clear and detailed overview of the different commands for data unloading in Snowflake. Remember, mastery of these topics is essential for your success in the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification Exam. Stay tuned for our next episode where we'll explore another crucial aspect of Snowflake. Until then, happy studying and best of luck on your certification journey.